Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Well, we're back. We're here, back from Bloom. Chris and Suzanne Stiles on The Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM.
Indeed, what a trip it was. Goodness gracious me. The Black Pencil Group, you absolutely rock. What a weekend. They pulled the rabbit out of the hat. They got close on 75 people into the venue at the University of the Free State. And we had just a spectacular weekend, and how wonderful it was to be around young people, business owners, people who want more.
Well, it was absolutely incredible, and it was just such an experience to be there and to see people that just want to learn, want to create success, want to grow jobs for other people.
What was also so rewarding is for a lot of these youngsters, it was the first time they experienced training. Now, there's such a massive difference between training and speaking. And invariably, most of these young South Africans end up at multi-speaker events where the speakers speak at them. And it's all about my journey and what I did. And how many young people haven't we met after these multi-speaker events who say, well, that was fantastic. I'm really, really motivated. And a couple of weeks later, they have absolutely no idea where to go or what to do. Because the thing is, they were given snippets of knowledge, but absolutely no idea of how to go and begin to take action, how to apply what they learned. And that's the difference between speaking and training. And it was quite fascinating after the end of day one, Saturday down in Bloom at the EBW Auditorium at the University of the Free State. We started around about 9 o'clock, and we finished just after 5. And the young students that were in the audience, they just said, well, we can't believe it, because usually after an hour, we are just dying. We just wish the lecturer would wrap up and end so that we can move on to our next class. And they just loved it. And because when you're training, you're doing so many different things. You're asking questions. You're getting them to do exercises. You're making them actually do work, not just sit there. And as a result of that, they learn so much more. And, of course, the memory retention of the material is so much greater. So, once again, well done to Colin Mahorno and the Black Pencil Group down in Bloemfontein. An absolutely spectacular event. You really, really put your best foot forward. And also, many thanks to Professor Janssen of the University of the Free State for providing the venue, and we look forward to going back in early 2015.
For sure, for sure. Now, one of the other things that I thought was so incredible was the absolute passion placed in organizing this by Colin and his team. And, you know, it just makes me cast my mind back to this time last year. We were getting ready to go to Cosmo City.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just special, and we are just delighted to be able to go out into the community. I mean, this year we've been to Reich Park. Hmm. We've now been to Bloom.
Yeah.
And can't wait for the next one. It's absolutely fantastic.
Well, now, it looks as though there's something on the cards with UNISA.
Absolutely.
We're waiting for them to come back to us. But if that actually does build a head of steam, then probably in a month to 6 weeks, we will be teaching and training at UNISA, which will be absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely. Now, just think about it today. How exciting. We're launching our new website. We'll be giving you the details throughout the show, which absolutely fabulous for us, and just rebranding ourselves, which we're very, very excited about. And tonight, we're going to be chatting to you about energy wizards and energy thieves.
Yeah.
But before we get there, wasn't Saturday night just the most magnificent example of self-concept?
Are you talking about the great, the one and only Usain Bolt?
For sure. I mean, have you ever? I mean, it's the only teaching example I think I can ever make of the complete and utter belief and knowledge. I mean, when they handed over the baton At the last stage of the 4x1, the English guy was at least 3 strides ahead and going like a rocket.
And Bolt made him look as if he was standing still.
Having a stroll, because he knew before that baton was in his hand, he had seen the picture.
Yeah.
It was on his mind.
Yeah.
And he knew that they were going to break a Commonwealth Games record. And even though the first leg guy who had won the 100, because Bolt didn't run, didn't have a great start, he knew, and it was a spectacular thing to watch.
Well, there's just no way that Usain Bolt and the Jamaicans were going to be standing below the English. It was just not going to happen. And when he got that baton, I don't think I've actually ever seen anything move so fast down a track. It was absolutely beautiful to see him run.
It's a form of poetry for sure.
It really is. It really is. And also, what a very special weekend it was. We traveled all the way down to Bloem, and we actually spent the weekend staying with Colin.
In Bocciabello?
In Bocciabello, absolutely. In fact, it was quite astonishing to go out in the early morning and start the car and get ready to head off to the university and have these guys walk past you and look at you and think, what on earth are Whitey's doing sleeping in the township? But it was fantastic. And just a brilliant, brilliant weekend, brilliant experience. And we love what we do, and that's why we are prepared to do probably what many other trainers will not do. And how beautiful it was to touch those lives. The one thing that I actually found incredibly sad is that in the entire auditorium, there was only one white person. Now, we probably taught close on 30, 35,000 rands worth of value over the 2 days that we were there. The entrance ticket fee was 80 rand because this is our community development training, and we do it in order to be able to take really great knowledge to people who thirst for it yet who don't have the financial resources to be able to attend these massive events or then subsequently spend tens of thousands of rands on their personal development. And how tragic, because we were on many different radio stations, many different interviews. It was even in the papers. And there was only one middle-aged white South African in the audience. It certainly left me scratching my head, wondering what on earth is going on. And very, very interesting to see how hungry the young black South Africans are for more and for success, and the lengths that they will go to in order to get up close and personal with trainers in order to learn great material, walking hour and a half to be able to get to a venue. Just incredible, really incredible.
For sure. Now, if you have any questions tonight on energy thieves, energy wizards, and self-concept, you can SMS us on 41348. SMSs are charged at 1 rand 50, or you can send us a tweet on @mix938fm. So as we are wont to do, we've got our cards out, our millionaire mind, and I think we're going to start with Kudzai tonight with Kwong.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Okay, we're good. We're good.
Enhance your energy. Everything is energy. Money is energy. Big money takes big energy. So get into shape, eat properly, and get enough rest.
Love that.
I wonder who we're talking to today. I think it's a bit for all of us there tonight.
For a second, I thought they were talking about me.
So see every dollar as a seed. Rich people see every dollar as a seed that can be planted and invested to earn 100 more dollars, which can then be replanted to earn 1,000 more dollars.
Get support or create a team. Don't try and do it on your own. Now, just think about your life at this moment, especially if you're in business, starting up, or you have a small business. Are you trying to do absolutely everything on your own? Just says don't. Find a good financial planner who can help you track and build your net worth by organizing your finances and introducing you to a variety of vehicles for saving and growing your money. Now, that holds true in terms of money. It also holds true in terms of business. It is massively important who you surround yourself with. Often on the show, we will teach about the fact that you need to have a mastermind group. You need to be around people who are massively successful. And in that mastermind group, you need to be the poorest, dumbest, and probably the most hungry person. And that's just the way it is. And so often when we deal with entrepreneurs or startup businesses that have failed, when you ask them, well, who did you surround yourself with? The answer really is nobody, or my friends or my colleagues or my associates, none of which or none of whom have actually built a business. So important to have the right network and to surround yourself with people who have been there, done that. And it also goes back to earlier this year when Suzanne interviewed James Kahn. And I just loved the fact that James Kahn, during the radio interview, and it's actually in our library of podcasts. So if you want to Google the Success Show, you'll be able to find that library of podcasts. And James Kahn was just saying he just doesn't understand why people just don't ask questions. Put your pride in your pocket. If you want to open a bakery or start a bakery and you're passionate about that, go and find someone who's massively successful in that chosen field and say to them, how did you create success? What did you do? What were your lessons? What were your learnings? I'm passionate about doing this. You know, where do you think I need to focus, and what do you think I need to be aware of? And invariably, people who have created success are just only too thrilled to share how they created success with you. The thing is, we just don't ask questions. We don't use the word how, and then followed by a question which have relevance. Instead, we basically ask the question of people around us who probably have never created businesses, and instead of giving you good advice, all they do is put the fear of God into you.
Well, for anybody out there realizing that we're still pretty croaky, I finally worked it out. We do not have a cold. We are allergic to winter, and there is only 4 weeks to spring, so I'm very, very excited about that. But thinking about that tonight, about who you are surrounding yourself with, and just chatting to some of the young people around their dreams and their goals, and the fact that the minute they start getting a plan together, the minute they start taking action, then all the little worms come out of the woodwork saying, you can't do that.
Mm.
This will never work.
Mm.
This is not going to happen. And actually they begin to steal your energy. And I love the fact that you had that card, because it is around surrounding yourself with the right team. How many times have you had a call on your mobile phone, you pick up the phone and you see the name of the person calling, and you actually visibly see and feel your shoulders drop?
Mm.
Now, those are energy thieves.
Well, we've actually had quite a lot of that lately in the training sessions, and it was also very, very interesting during some of the Q&A sessions with the young audience down in Bloemfontein. Once we'd actually walked them through the mind and how the mind works and how to think for results and how to really deploy your infinitely powerful mind in a way that it creates the results that you want and not the results that you don't want, because either way you're going to get results.
Oh, yeah.
What was amazing is how the conversation then switched to, oh, my word, I've suddenly become aware. Oh, my word, I've suddenly woken up. Oh, my word, I am now enlightened. You know, what about my circle of friends? And it was so fascinating that quite a lot of them had circles of friends or groups of friends who'd said that they were going to attend the two-day training but didn't pitch. And they just said, well, this is incredible, because it's like I'm going to be speaking a foreign language to my friends. And it was, yes, that is exactly what happens when you really decide to take your personal development seriously. And tonight I've actually got a wonderful book in my paws, written by none other than Blair Singer. He is just such an amazing man, a true gentleman. We've had the great privilege of training under him, and that time that we spent with him was absolutely life-changing. There's just no doubt about it. He is in a league of his own. He has a heart of gold, and he is absolutely brilliant at what he does. And the book that I have in my paws is Little Voice Mastery, second edition by Blair Singer. That's B-L-A-I-R, Singer. And he just says, you know, what is little voice mastery? It says, every day we hear and read stories of people who have risen above the murkiness of mediocrity to enjoy fame and fortune. In the blink of an eye, they simply make the decision to go for it and achieve success in the face of overwhelming odds. How does that happen? And in the book, he then goes through the fact that it really is little voice mastery. It's the fact that they begin to get their mind under control. They begin to think powerful thoughts. Amazing awakening also happens with business owners, where they actually get to understand that the business that they would desire or that they wish to create will never ever be able to surpass the internal self-concept that they have of themselves. And it was just absolutely amazing this weekend, especially working with a lot of the young entrepreneurs and guys that are starting businesses, how they really, from the get-go, wanted us to focus on business, just business, sales, marketing. And as we began to weave this web of intrigue, if you will, around the mind and around your self-image and around how you think and how you create results and report card syndrome and setting worthy goals and your unique power source and the knowing-doing gap and then how to deal with fear and the state of praxis and then building into self-image. And these guys were just blown away when they finally realized that everything in their life, the physical printout, if you will, was nothing more than a report card of where you have been emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And it was just such a massive aha moment. And then when we began to actually do the exercise around self-image, you could just see the lights go on. In fact, I clearly remember when we'd finished doing that exercise, it's about a 45-minute exercise to an hour, one of the young people in the audience standing up and just saying that they had never, ever, ever thought of it this way. And Blair Singer teaches and talks about self-concept and what a powerful thing it is, because quite correctly, you will never, ever, ever be able to create business or results, whether they be in business or life, beyond that where your self-concept sits, or if you will, what your internal blueprint is set at thermostat-wise.
Well, I think it's an incredible thing, and I really do enjoy Blair on Facebook, actually, and it's someone that you should really follow on Facebook. Chris spelt it out. It's Blair, B-L-A-I-R, Singer. Because he just offers such inspirational snippets that come through from the books and the trainings that he's given. And it's just, he says, how would you rather feel, enthusiastic or depressed? Now think about that. So many people think, oh, you know, I can't help how I feel, I can't help how I behave. Yes, you can. Identify how you're feeling. When you wake up in the morning, you actually make a decision whether you're going to have a good day or whether you're going to have a bad day. You can actually change your state. You can make a decision. And it all really starts from how you're feeling when you go to bed. Hmm. When you go to bed at night, if you go to bed at night and the last thing that you think about is, oh, what kind of day am I going to have tomorrow? I don't want to have another day like I had today. Oh, I don't want to get into trouble. Or, oh, I don't want this to happen. Everything that you don't want is going to be what you focus on for the night.
Yeah.
So if you go to bed thinking, how am I going to have a better day tomorrow than I did today? Ask a question.
Yep.
Subconscious mind is there to absolutely serve you. Well, so ask it a question that day to help you get ready for success the next day.
Absolutely. And the thing is, questions open the mind. Questions hook the mind. Statements often just close the mind. How many people don't you know who make absolutely idiotic statements around things that they have absolutely no knowledge about? In actual fact, they're absolutely ignorant and certified idiots around the subject. Whereas when you deal with really, really clever people, and especially people who understand how to use your infinitely powerful mind in order to create the life and the results in the business and the world that you want, well, they ask a lot of questions. And that's why I'm actually going to turn to Blair Singer's book, Little Voice Mastery, and I'm going to just read a passage or two from it. He says, after more than 25 years of personal development, teaching and training, I've divided the world into two groups of people, the conscious and the unconscious. Those who are unconscious continue to plod along believing that the world is doing it to them, that everything they see, hear, or read must either be true or a total conspiracy, and that they are simply pawns in life. Now, how many people don't you know who are like that? Could this possibly even relate to you right now? Conscious people, however, have the ability to step outside themselves and see themselves as instruments of cause rather than simply at the effect of someone else's actions. Now, that is so powerful because it means you've actually taken your life and the results that you're going to create into your own hands. You've moved beyond being a victim into being the architect and master of your own destiny. The truth is, the minute you can step outside yourself and look at yourself objectively, that's when little voice mastery starts. Now, how powerful is that sentence? The truth is, the minute you can step outside yourself and look at yourself objectively, that's when little voice mastery starts. Now, I love this little voice mastery because, goodness me, don't we all have voices going off inside of our heads that are holding us back? Fear, worries, doubts, uncertainty, anxieties. I'm not good enough. I'm not fast enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not rich enough. I don't have this. I don't have that. And it just never ends. And he goes on to write that it's really about being able to step outside of your brain and look at the battlefield being fought there. And I love the fact that he actually uses such descriptive words, the battlefield being fought there, because it really is. You know, creating success is not easy, because the thing is, from the time you're born, you're programmed. And if you were to look at it, those people who create success are the ones who actually grind it out. Now, the amazing thing about the industry that we work in is that everyone wants to be more successful. Everyone wants to be more happy. Everyone wants to be more rich. Everyone wants more. But the truth of the matter is, once you've actually shown them how to get more, there's really only a handful of them who are prepared to do whatever it takes. And it's actually quite, I guess it's one of the tragic things about human nature is the fact that they think it's just going to happen. Magic wand, fairy dust, and boom, there it is. And it's an absolute lot of rubbish. It's such a false misconception, such a false paradigm that is running in their lives. Because if you want something, you're going to really, really have to put the work in. And we see it over and over again, especially with relationships. Why do relationships just end up in an absolute mess, an absolute disaster? Well, not only right from the word go did it not get off to the right start, and not only do the people, not really understand each other's core value drivers or what the unique power source is, but also, you know, when it comes down to hard work, it's so much easier just to throw it in. It's so much easier just to go and get divorced. Or to blame the other person. It's much, much, much harder to actually stand in front of the mirror and look into your own eyes and actually stand at cause and not effect. It's so much harder to look at yourself and say, well, how did I contribute to this, than it is to blame someone else. And what he writes, and I love it, is he said, it's about looking at things objectively and thinking, that's interesting. Where did that thought, feeling, or impulse come from? Now, that's awareness. And how often do you have something that washes through your life? Maybe it was many, many years ago you had an unpleasant experience, maybe in business, maybe in a relationship. Maybe you bought a piece of property and that piece of property turned out to be an absolute lemon and it cost you money and it left you with a scar and it's an unpleasant emotional event. Yet when an absolute peach of a property is brought before you, the very first thing that goes off in your head is the fact that, everything to do with property is just going to cost you money. Well, that's exactly what he's talking about here. And the enlightened person, the person who is truly taking their personal growth seriously, will say, now that was an interesting thought. Where did it come from? Where did that thought, feeling, or impulse come from? And does it have relevance right now? And Suze, this was the thing about the Bloemfontein weekend. If we think about the change, and goodness me, all one has to do is go to the Facebook page and see what the weekend meant for these young people. It's because if nothing else, we taught them to ask the right question at the right time, which opens their mind as opposed to making a statement which closes their mind.
Well, sure, and the atmosphere really was truly electric, and this is what it is all about, just getting people inspired from within to be able to do whatever it takes. Grant and Electric Avenue, and I just thought that was a really cool way to talk to you about the electricity that you should be charging yourself with in order to get yourself going. You're with Chris and Suzanne Styles on The Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM.
Indeed, and to build on what Blair Singer is teaching in this beautiful book of his, Little Voice Mastery, he says, cracking the nut of success means having the ability to say, this is my little voice talking. This is my issue, my dilemma, my demon. Now, how massively powerful is that? Because once you become aware, and this is what makes this book so special, I believe, is that with this book, you become aware. You become mostly aware of self. And he teaches some very, very powerful techniques inside of this book as to how to master your little voice. But the thing is, instead of just having that thought go off in your head and accepting it as gospel, you now begin to challenge it. And as a result of that, you begin to ask the right questions. You begin to understand what's going on inside of your head. You begin to work out what is virus code and what isn't, and therefore you begin to make better decisions.
For sure, and you know, Blessing will always tell you, he just says it as it is. And one of the things that you have to look at is, you can't go through life operating without advice or guidance. It's not going to get you any closer to your goals, and in fact, it could probably hurt you more than it helps. So whilst you've got to work out who are the energy thieves and who are the energy wizards, you've really got to look at the good advice and the good mentors from the bad ones, the ones that you are sort of dragging you down. They're not pushing you towards your goals. But it is essential to differentiate from the energy wizards and the energy thieves.
Absolutely. And for me, this was a paragraph that stood out in this book. He says, I think that everyone is programmed to do something great. Not everyone follows through and not everyone figures that out, but they could. Each time you mess up, you move another step closer to that inborn greatness. As Buckminster Fuller said, mistakes are how human beings learn. We are given a right foot and a left foot, not a right foot and a wrong foot. You correct to the right, then to the left, and to the right again, and ultimately move forward. It's not messing up. It's a learning experience. That's just so powerful, because the way that's explained by Buckminster Fuller actually means that the way we walk really is correcting the whole time for a fall. And if you think about it, it's quite right. Yet because we correct so well, we move forward. And as a result of that, we're actually even able to run. It's beautiful.
It's a very simplistic way of putting it, isn't it? But if you just think about when a child learns to walk and how it staggers around, and you sometimes wonder how it manages to list over so far and then correct itself. And it's absolutely the truth. And I cannot enunciate or make it strong enough to understand that you have got to look for the people that are going to fill your life with energy. I mean, it was once said to us, some presenters and trainers get their energy from the group that they're training, and other presenters and trainers actually get their energy from being alone. So when they're actually training,
yeah,
they are giving all their energy out. So wherever you are, you're either giving or pulling energy out of a situation.
Mm.
So if you're with a bunch of people that have got low energy or negative energy,
mm,
and they're energy thieves, you're not going to be replenished.
Well, the other thing is, energy thieves are also thieves because of what they think. You invariably find that they often make lots of statements. In fact, this is why Napoleon Hill, in his book Outwitting the Devil, where he talks about drifters, he says that, you know, most drifters are just full of a whole bunch of opinions, very few of those opinions ever being their own. Yet they sprout them forth as if they're massively knowledgeable, and actually when you really analyze it, they're nothing short of complete idiots. Harsh words, but true. Now, in this wonderful book by Blair Singer, Little Voice Mastery, he continues and says that if there is a purpose in life for human beings, it is probably to be able to deal with more complex issues, not less complex ones, to solve problems. Now, if you think about that, that's so profound, solving problems. So how do you set about solving problems? Well, the first thing you should be doing is asking questions. And one of the things that we're always shocked by is when we are training, whether it be corporate executives, corporate management, sales teams, even working with small business, all very, very driven and motivated individuals. There are a handful of those who we actually mentor on a one-on-one basis. What you find is that invariably they make a whole lot of statements around the challenges they're facing as opposed to asking questions. And once you actually get them to undergo this paradigm shift away from statements to questions, they suddenly open up their mind and they begin to see the answers in the complexity that they've been grappling with. And that is just such a beautiful moment. And you know, it just makes you think about when you're a child and you have such a curious mind. And it's dad and mom this and dad and mom this and why. And then you're told to shut up. You're told to stop asking questions. And isn't it amazing how later in life, when you really need to begin to use your noodle, if you will, in order to make more money and more success and create more results, where does it start? It starts with asking questions. So I think it's something that everybody, people in the workplace, parents need to really be aware of, that, encourage curiosity, encourage asking questions, because the more questions you ask, the more you actually really begin to get to the real throbbing heart of the issue. And once you've exposed that throbbing heart, there it is. Bang, that's the solution. And he actually goes on to say, have you ever noticed that once you have solved a problem, the next problem is always bigger? And in business, the bigger the problem that you solve, the more money you make when you solve it. Now, isn't that just special? Again, on the weekend, working with quite a number of young entrepreneurs, they all want to make more money. How do you make more money? Well, the first, they didn't even understand the laws of compensation. So once you teach them the laws of compensation and they become aware of how the laws of compensation work, then they actually realize, well, the bigger the problem I solve, well, guess what? The more money I'm going to make. Wow. Now suddenly they become aware and they start to look at what's going on around them and societal challenges, and they're asking questions around, how can I solve this? How can I better it? And that's it. That's the difference between guys and girls that make it big and guys and girls who don't.
It was really incredible for them to understand that is the true definition of being an entrepreneur, is someone who solves problems for a profit. And when they grasped that concept in the understanding, it was just how. What an amazing question.
Mm.
And so many times we think, I can't.
Mm.
I can't do this.
Mm.
I just can't.
Mm.
And that's actually really the truth.
Mm.
It's just you either don't want to or you don't know how to.
Exactly.
Richard Branson says it. Don't ever let an opportunity slip through your fingers. If you don't know how to do it yet, just say yes and find out as you go along.
Quite right.
And unless that's open heart surgery, I'm with him.
Absolutely. Just to again continue with what Blair Singer is writing in this beautiful book of his, somewhere along the way we were taught to believe that you have all the answers, that you have to have all the answers to be smart and successful, or that the person who knows the most is smarter, better and stronger. Wrong. The world, that world doesn't exist. That's why you feel stress, because you are programmed to believe that you have to be able to figure it all out, and if you can't, you're stupid. Now, how powerful is that? You think about the workplace.
That's huge.
You go into meetings, and this is what astonishes me, is having stepped out of the corporate world now for a number of years, when you actually go back into meetings, everybody in the corporate world is just making statements. Blah. It's literally like they're sitting there vomiting statements at each other. Yeah, and no one's actually ever asking a question. And when they do ask a question, then literally the whole room grinds to a halt.
Well, they're completely stunned, because asking a question actually gives you that opportunity for clarity, awareness and a level of understanding on what you are going to need to do to achieve your objectives.
Now, that's what I love about this next paragraph in his book, where he says, do you know what intelligence really is? It's your ability to sense, intuit, and feel, to see patterns and develop relationships, connections, and associations to events, people, and circumstances. That's true intelligence. You didn't learn that in school because you already knew how to do it. Yet the little voice inside of you still got programmed to look for the right answers. And when it can't find them, it freaks out. Now, just how profound is that? Literally, we could shut the radio show down right now, because that's exactly it. This is why every single self-help book that you'll pick up, every single mind and success guru will always write, the answers lie within. Stop looking without. Yet you will still have these seminar junkies, if you will. They've got to go to every single seminar. They've got to go from here to there, to there, to there, to there, to there. And even although they're interacting with these people who are always teaching that the answers lie within, they will not go there. Because why? Because they are programmed, and again, this comes back to the way paradigms are formed, etc., etc. And this is actually a great piece of work that we did over the weekend with these young entrepreneurs and success go-getters, as we taught them how to unwind your mind, how to get rid of all this junk, how to get those non-serving paradigms out of your head and replace them with positive ones. I mean, can you believe it? There are a bunch of young guys walking around in bloom right now who actually probably know more about the mind and how to think for results than a hell of a lot of the university lecturers and professors. And they're meant to be the really, really bright ones. Yes, they know a lot about the subject that they have specialized in, but do they really know how to think and under many different circumstances? I don't know. What a fascinating book this is. Do yourself a favor. Little Voice Mastery by Blair Singer. Whatever you do, get your hands on it. It's published by Select Books. I gather that is a U.S. Publisher. And I just love it. I've read this book over and over and over again. And I think that not only is Blair just an absolute genius, but he's a beautifully humble man. And the way that he's written that book, just, it describes the journey. It describes his journey, his struggle with mastering little voices in his head, the way the little voices in his head used to self-sabotage him, and how he has now finally been able to crack it. And there's real gold inside of that book. Now, to come back after having taken quite a long circuit back to energy thieves and energy wizards, it's very simple. How many people do you have in your life right now who suck the living marrow out of your bones? When you're around them within minutes, you are feeling absolutely exhausted. It's literally like someone sucked the oxygen out of the room, and you're literally turning into a smurf because you're so desperate to try and get a breath of fresh air. That's an oxygen thief. It's very simple. They have low energy, low enthusiasm, a rubbish attitude, low vibration. And quite frankly, if you actually look at them, their life is probably absolutely miserable. And then you get an energy wizard. Now, an energy wizard is someone who, the moment you're with them, you feel upbeat about life. They have a great self-concept. They have a wonderful internal self-image. They have a great attitude. They're always looking for the good in things. They not only see opportunity all around them, but they also see the good in others. Rarely will you hear them bad-mouthing someone else. Instead of speaking about people, you generally find that they are more interested in conversing about ideas. Now, these are energy wizards. And the incredible thing is, and I challenge you to do this right now, pick up your phone. Pick up your cell phone. Go through the names of people on your phone, and you will know immediately whether they are a wizard or whether they aren't, whether they suck the living daylights out of you and leave you actually gasping for air, or whether they energize you, charge you, and actually leave you feeling superb. And then you've got to start making some decisions, because the thing is, and I love what Bob Proctor teaches about the law of vacuum prosperity, is if your life is full with a whole bunch of energy thieves who are sucking every single thing out of it, literally, as I say, the only thing they're not sucking is the marrow out of your bones, well, then guess what? You need to bullet these energy thieves out of your life. And this calls for tough decisions. The thing is, if life was easy, everybody would be massively successful. The people who are very successful are those who do the tough things. And so if you really want to begin to create great things in your life, the first thing that you have to do, because everything is energy, everything in this universe is energy, therefore your entire life is energy and is an energy printout. And if it's not what you want it to be, you need to be asking yourself a couple of simple questions. Who am I spending time with? Are they a whole bunch of energy thieves? Am I growing by being around them or not? And it's quite amazing how a lot of the young people who we have worked with, especially on an intensive basis, a month or two later, they've got a completely different group of friends. Instead of maybe having a massive group of friends, they've now just got a much smaller group of friends. They're just being so much more careful and so much more wise around where they go, what they do, and how they expend their energy.
It's such an interesting thing, because the way that Bob taught it to us was around people are always so concerned about exiting people out of their lives, thinking that there's got to be this level of confrontation, that there's got to be a level of explanation even. And this is something that we learned, that you're actually allowed to be able to say no without following anything up with a reason why and a justification. And Bob taught us around just taking that person's name and just deleting it off your phone, just closing that energy loop, taking away the energetic connection between you and them. And it's not a case of, you know, oh, I don't ever want to see you again, you know, you're an energy thief, get out of my life, which just is really perpetuating a lot of negative energy. What it is just a decision to exit them from your daily life. And by taking their number off the phone, you're actually breaking one of the energy connections to them. And when that happens, you'd be amazed to see that they just kind of stop calling you.
Well, it's so, so powerful what you say there, Susan. I happen to have again flipped through Blair Singer's Little Voice Mastery book, and I've just happened upon two pages where he says the key to success is being authentic, being real. Now just ask yourself, when you're around the people on your phone, are you being authentic or not? If you're not being authentic, they're already bang, you know, they're an energy thief. And he then says the biggest reason to learn Little Voice Mastery is to get back to being who you really are. Do you really know who you are? Do you really know who you are deep down inside? Or have you become so disconnected from who you are that you actually no longer know? And therefore you are just everything to everybody. He says you are supposed to have a great life, to have great friends, a lot of money, and incredible relationships. Struggle comes when you deviate from that path. Then he writes, and for me this was so powerful, what I know is that the shortcut along that path is getting rid of the little voice that stops you by doing the following: worrying about what other people think about you. Do you worry a lot about what other people think about you? If you do, that's what he's saying here, is you really need to stop. Not letting you acknowledge your wins. When you're around these people, are you able to acknowledge your wins? Are you able to acknowledge your successes? Or are you not able to acknowledge them? If you can't acknowledge them, if you can't be yourself, if you can't even celebrate the fact that you are doing great, well, guess what? You're around a whole bunch of energy thieves. They're not building you up. They are tearing you down. Then, not enabling you to say thank you upon receiving a compliment. Are you actually able to take a compliment, or are you always deflecting a compliment? Are you always saying, oh, no, it's nothing. Rubbish, of course it's something. There's nothing more frustrating for a man than to pay a really lovely compliment to a woman and have her just gloss over it as if it didn't exist. And vice versa, and just, you know, whether it be woman on woman or male on male, same thing. Not letting you see those things that you really do well. So powerful. Changing those little voices is so important, because when you do, you're on the road to freedom. And the thing is, it all starts with decisions. And working with that group of young people was just amazing in Bloemfontein, because when we got into self-concept, when we got into little voices, and especially when we began to make them aware of how their self-talk is either creating success or creating destruction in their lives, you could actually just see for a lot of them it was a very tough moment, a massively tough moment, because they haven't grown up in an environment where they have been praised. They haven't grown up in an environment which naturally gives them a good self-image. They haven't been raised in an environment where they naturally have a very, very strong and serving and results-creating self-concept. And there were actually quite a lot of tears in a lot of eyes when they began to realize the importance of this. And this is why we love doing the work we do, because when we get in front of young people like this and we reconnect them with who they are on an emotional level, and this is not achieved through standing up on a stage and jumping around and air punching, and this is really achieved through taking them through a very structured process which has a definite outcome. That's the difference between speaking and training. And I just love what we did this weekend. And I know, because if you just go and look on Facebook, you'll see how many of these young people have just said that it was absolutely incredible. And these were the same youngsters who were traveling up to Joburg for multi-speaker events. And when the multi-speaker event was over, they were all motivated, but they did not know what to do. They it's not as if they'd been given practical plans or instructions or techniques as to how to go about creating success. And on this note, I guess I'm going to get onto my soapbox now. But we've spent quite a while looking at this personal development industry in South Africa, and I'm actually quite disgusted by some of the stuff that I'm seeing, especially around some of the international speakers and supposed success-creating experts who hit this country. They really just want to fleece your wallet. That's all they want to do. And I'm not massively, massively thrilled by some of the results that I've seen from there. Are guys that come in who really, really have a good heart and who want to do really good things, and there are organizations that put on spectacular events, but then there are also a couple of people out there who are not only just energy thieves, but they are money thieves too.
Well, it's so essential that when you are thinking of investing large amounts of money in your personal development, it is essential that you really research where you want to invest your money. So many people contact us and say to us, you know, I've invested my money with this person, I haven't got what I wanted, I haven't got what I was promised. And it's such a difficult position to be placed into. But all I can say is that we've had amazing, amazing results through the Quantum Leap programs and the Harv Eker written material, which is absolutely superb.
Yeah.
But be careful. Research. Don't get caught up in the moment. Don't get swept up in the emotion. You can always contact the organization after the event and negotiate to get into their programs. It's absolutely essential, because I can hear, I can actually almost hear your little voices on your behalf tonight saying, you know, but this doesn't work, you can't address your little voice, you can't do this, and what happens if I do that? And all you do when that self-talk pops up, you say, thank you for sharing.
Now, on that note, next week we have an absolute treat for you. Suzanne has, for the past couple of months, been making a number of phone calls, sending a number of emails, really coordinating diaries. And next week, we have live in studio with us none other than the absolutely amazing and beautifully authentic Dr. John DeMartini.
Well, I mean, I'm just so absolutely delighted, and I'm so grateful to his team. Now, John's going to be in town giving a couple of talks. In fact, one the day after the interview, and we're going to be sending out some information around these talks. But you can look him up. It's the Demartini Institute in South Africa. You can have a look on CompuTicket. And the talks that he gives are only a few hundred rand, which is absolutely amazing to attend, to get a 2 or 3 hour talk with him. I know he's going to be talking about relationships this time while he's in town. Great subject of Chris and I's, big favorite. And I think Chris and I will probably go along and have a listen to this one, because it's just so interesting to be able to learn even more.
Absolutely. And John Demartini and what he presents and the way he presents it, he really is just absolutely in a league of his own. We're delighted that he has agreed to come and join us live in studio for a second time. It's almost about 18 months ago that we had him live in studio. And how thrilled we are to have that man back. What an absolute hour it's going to be next week having him sit right here in studio with us.
Well, once again, his credentials speak for him. And this is why it's so important that when you are looking to invest in your personal development, it's like anything. You wouldn't go to a heart surgeon and not look at his credentials and see, How is he doing? What is his success rate? And this is what you do. You're exposing your mind and your wallet to an expert. And that's when you look at people. I prefer guys that want to invest in South Africa.
Yes.
That have a business here.
Yes.
That are permanently have a voice here that you can always get hold of.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely essential.
And the other thing is, as we've often taught, just trust your intuition. When you go to an event, if you get an uneasy feeling that this person is just not up to scratch, that their heart is not in it, that this is just not what you expected, well, then it's very simple. Don't buy from them. And then you get others who are just absolutely incredible, and the material that you get from them is transformational, not merely transactional. Now, we've had a lot of tweets this evening. Thank you so much, Cabello Invest and Cosmos City. We know that you love our show, and we love the fact that you're online every single week. Thank you for all the tweets. We certainly do need to get in touch with you again around hosting another event at Cosmos City. And Audio Evo, always lovely to receive tweets from you. And we certainly are doing our very best every single week to provide valuable material, and also what I hope is a balanced perspective of the industry and where and who you should potentially be working with.
For sure. Now, you've been listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles. We are very proud to be launching our new website tonight and our new brand. So we are now Chris and Suzanne Styles. .co.za. You can catch us on Facebook, the same, Chris and Suzanne Styles, and we will be looking forward to interacting with you even more. Join us next week in studio, Dr. John Demartini. We've had a wonderful time chatting to you and look forward to seeing you then. You've been listening to us on Mix 93.8 FM.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Tantalize your eardrums.